Good day, everybody. Good day. It is Wednesday, September 13, 2017. Good day. Going beyond the grind, going beyond the hustle. Today, I want to talk about planning and coordinating with others. See, yesterday, I talked about making your own schedules, creating your own plans. Great. Taking some time and putting on paper or notepad or on your phone's to-do lists and schedule the tasks that must be completed this week. Great. However, some of those tasks will definitely involve other people. Usually, other people have their own agendas, they have their own plans, they have everything they need to do already laid out before them. Or they kind of have an idea, or some still fly by the seat of their pants. That's fine. That's okay. Now, this is why you have to be flexible, especially when it comes to coordinating or interacting with the schedule of others. See, recently I had a conversation with someone that was planning to make a trip or take a trip to Houston. Now, this is after Hurricane Harvey. Now, Hurricane Harvey basically, well, the individual had an appointment at the end of the month of August. There we go, I got ahead of myself. Had the appointment at the end of August, and unfortunately, Hurricane Harvey canceled that appointment. So the person I was talking to said that the meeting has got to take place this week. So I asked if they had checked in with the organization to make sure, one, that they're open for business. And if they're open for business, are they ready to deal with this as opposed to, you know, getting themselves ramped up? Because, you know, again, it just depends. And so after checking, it was revealed that the business was open. However, it was modified business hours or business operation hours for the foreseeable future. So I guess they had some issues they still had to deal with. So what a little checking did was, well, with a little checking and coordinating with others, they avoided a trip. They avoided wasting time. They avoided making an unnecessary trip because it was not a guarantee that it was going to get done. So that's a good thing. So be prepared. Be prepared to wait if you had to go, but be prepared. So get yourself getting to know, figure out if things are acceptable on the other side, and then you know what you can do and how to act and how to plan accordingly. So of course there are other situations that can curtail any event or function. You know, a flat tire definitely will curtail any event. That's why you should be prepared to be flexible and change your plans if necessary. Certainly, we want our plans to come true. We want to see them come to fruition without issue or delay. And when it is us, ourselves, that a plan can occur so often, well, they can go off without a hitch so often that we get into a false sense of security. And that's when we do it to ourselves. The false sense of security is then applied when we deal with others and their plans. And this is where problems begin, folks. See, realize you're not alone. Realize that the world is not at your feet, not at your beck and call, and most certainly the world does not revolve around you. So be prepared. Make a concerted effort to be flexible, especially when your plans involve other people and their plans. See, other people have lives. They have their own problems. They have their own drama. They have their own agenda. So don't let this stop you from making plans. Who knows? Somebody else might be looking for a reason just to cancel the plans they have. So give it a shot. Folks, have a great day, and don't forget to make today better than yesterday.